Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Long hold. Now the pitch to Sano. And it's in the air. Out into short right field. Gallo coming on. He dives and makes the catch. Just held on to it. And the Rangers hold on for another extra innings win. 4-3 in Minneapolis.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
Joe G is out today. Jim Rodriguez in J-Rod with me. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and we're going to line them up with today's card of Major League Baseball. I'll be honest with the people, Jim. It's not that enticing, not that exciting. There's 12 games, but not a lot of pitching matchups that I'm excited about. What people are excited about is the upcoming trade deadline. It goes down tomorrow afternoon. A bit strange to have it on a Friday, but they moved it up so it didn't take place over the weekend because it's usually, as everyone knows, July 31st. But let's talk about the deals that went down. That is our lead in Major League Baseball. The trades that are going to happen and the ones that occurred on Wednesday. And we have to start with the guy that hit that home run in the highlight you just heard here on the BetQL Network. Joey Gallo going to the Yankees. Now, they're not going to win the AL East. We know that. They're 8 games back. However, they have a decent shot at a wild card if they can get it together. And I understand why they went after Gallo a bit. Left-handed hitting, they don't have enough. They don't have enough. Well, they're 28th in home runs by left-handed hitters in Major League Baseball, and Gallo hits the most. So he's going to add some pop to the lineup. And it is a bit unfair to him that when you mention Joey Gallo, the first thing you say, home run or strikeout, home run or strikeout. First off, that's the case for a lot of players in the game right now. But he doesn't get any credit for his defense. If you look at some of the defensive metrics, he's one of the best outfielders in the game.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what they're going to want. I mean, there's a lot of real estate out there at Yankee Stadium. They need to shore up that defense. And I think that's what he brings. And it's so funny that, you know, he's got more home runs than all Yankee left-handed batters combined this year. So again, he's in a horrific slump. I'm more concerned about Joey Gallo playing in a big game. When's the last time Joey Gallo played a meaningful game?
Yeah, it's not going to happen when you're a Texas Ranger.
And that's what concerns me. And you get to New York and every game is a meaningful game. I mean, listen, he's easy to root for. But the Yankees are a different animal. The media, the stadium, and he's in a horrific slump. He's 3 for his last 34. That's not going to last, obviously. The guy's got multiple 40 home run seasons. He brings a lot to the table. I just wonder if he doesn't get right. It helps that he starts on the road. The Yankees are in Miami this weekend. They're in Tampa today. Gerrit Cole's on the mound today. And then they come down here to Miami. So kind of gets his feet wet a little bit, gets the Yankee grays on before he puts on the pinstripes. I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard for him, and it's going to be quite the adjustment. It's going to be interesting.
Mentioned the Yankees are 8.5 games back of Boston. They're not catching them in the second half of the season. Fangraphs gives them a 4.9% chance of winning the division. Ain't going to happen. They're only 9-1. That's ridiculous. You need better odds than that. You're not betting that. But what about making the playoffs? Fangraphs says they have a 43% chance, and it's a pick 'em. If you want to bet on the Yankees to make the playoffs, 2.5 games back, is Gallo going to be enough to get this team over the hump, or are they just going to be sitting at home watching the postseason?
Well, to me, I look not necessarily, Joe, at that they're 2.5 games back. They've got to leapfrog two teams. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key there. They've got to leapfrog Seattle and Tampa to get into that spot. I think he can. I think having that, breaking up the lineup, having that left-handed hitter. And listen, I'll take Garrett Cole all day. I love Chapman. I think the Yankees could make a run. They always do. I think we all root against them. We all don't want them to win. But I think they are definitely in the hunt for it. Seattle won't go away. But what concerns me more is that the fact that they have to leapfrog two teams, because not only do you have to win, but two other teams have to lose on the same night that you win to catch those teams.
But the Mariners are going to go away, right? Or should we?
I thought the Giants were going to go away as a Dodger fan, and they have not.
I don't know what the Mariners are doing. Are they going to be selling? Are they going to be making more trades and then upsetting?
I'm hearing Trevor Story. I'm hearing they're going after Trevor Story now. To get some pop. Listen, I think they are trying to ride the wave. If you're in Seattle, I think it's a constant rebuild mode. What they haven't made the playoffs since 2001. It's the longest drought for them. They've never been to a World Series. I think they find themselves in a position where, because of the extra wild card, this is why you have an extra wild card. So teams like the Mariners, the Yankees, everybody's involved in these playoffs, and everyone can make a move. I think Seattle's all in, and why not? I think Jerry DePoto is. He's used to winning. You know, he's had bad stints with the Angels and Diamondbacks, but I think he's there not to rebuild. They've got money in Seattle. People forget about that. They've got money. They just don't choose to spend it. I think they're definitely buyers, and I think Seattle is not going to go away.
So it's a question mark if the Yankees are going to make October baseball. It's not a question mark for the other team that made a move yesterday with the Milwaukee Brewers, adding Escobar to that lineup. They have, according to the numbers, a 92% chance of winning the division, 94% chance of making the playoffs. They are going to be there. Love the move that they made, adding Escobar. I mean, before yesterday, the home run leader on the Brewers was Avi Garcia. Avi Garcia, a guy that
Avi
with the White Sox with 17 homers. And now Escobar. It's not just a flash in the pan. It's not 1 year. It's the last few years for Escobar. He's been phenomenal under the radar because he's in Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big concern for me now, if I'm a Brewers fan, is the fact that Christian Yelich is on the COVID protocol list, because, you know, thankfully and hopefully he'll be okay and he'll be back in 2 weeks. But will there be a lingering effect to it? That's what we don't know. We talked about it, you know, with Simon, about some players in the NFL just weren't right when they came back from COVID. You know, is Christian Yelich going to be right? I love the Brewers. They've got the benefit of a huge cushion in that division, kind of like the White Sox do. So you can sort of get everybody in and get and angle people for your playoffs. It's almost like a glorified spring training until you're ready for the postseason. I like the Brewers because I like the Brewers pitching. They are solid, and they're going to make some dent. And these short series, it's all about the pitching, and the Brewers have that. You know, it's so different from a year ago when they just kind of limped into the playoffs, didn't belong in there as the eighth seed or whatever invention was made by Major League Baseball, and looked like a team that shouldn't be in the playoffs. Brewers are going to make some noise.
Yelich, far from the 7-8 war player that he was a few years ago when he won the MVP. Last year, he was a replacement level guy in the 60-game season, and this year, not all that much better. So those are your big moves. We'll keep you updated. If there are any rumors ahead of tomorrow's trade deadline, J-Rod, we have 12 games, not a bunch of exciting ones. There's a doubleheader. I was on the Washington Philly game yesterday, not one that I'm looking at for today, but you know, Wheeler, they're probably expecting him to go all 7 innings in that first matchup. Did Washington even announce starter? I saw some sites saying, oh, Scherzer might start. That doesn't make any sense.
No. No, I'd say the game I like today is Braves Mets.
Okay.
That's the one I'm focusing on, because Taijuan Walker is on the hill for the Mets, and he has stunk of late. Got an ERA of 9 in the month of July. And the Mets don't hit lefties very well. They're 10-19 against them. Drew Smyly pitching for the Braves. I like Atlanta. Straight up money line +125 in this game, and I love the under 8.5. I always love getaway days, because these guys just want to get the hell out of town. You know, it's been three days in New York for the Braves. I've used all my meal money. I've used all my per diem. I got to get out of here. I can't do it anymore. So a lot of first ball swinging, a lot of quick outs, a lot of quick innings. I love the under 8.5, and I love the Braves on the money line in this game.
All right. I'm taking a look at an AL East matchup. We've got a pair of southpaws, Toronto at Boston, Ryu against Rodriguez, and you know, it's basically a pick 'em scenario. Toronto -105. I'm looking at this Blue Jay side here with Ryu against Boston. He's been dominant. Last time they faced, he went 7 scoreless innings against the Red Sox. 23 strikeouts, only 3 walks. We're talking about a 2.28 FIP when he faces this Red Sox lineup. What do you think about backing Ryu?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, I saw Hyunjin Ryu many, many nights as a Dodger fan. I think he's great. I think he's kind of gotten lost up in Toronto. I think that offense and Rodriguez, just to me, I don't know if he's right. I just don't know. I just feel like you never know what you're going to get. And that Blue Jays offense could explode at any moment. I like Hyunjin Ryu a lot. And I'll take the Blue Jays straight up money line in that game.
All right. Very good. Very good. Yeah. I like the Blue Jays as well there. You like the Braves as an underdog. Any other matchups? We're going to go prop shopping later on in the show. Talk about some home run props, strikeout props that we find appealing for today. But anything else as far as the money line or totals of today's matchup? I'm always honest with the people. It's not exciting. Like, yeah, we have Gerrit Cole going today, but I'm looking at all these pitching matchups. None are all that marquee, man. It's like, okay,
so I got one for you, Joe.
Dodgers, they're going to wrap up that series, but it's David Price against Cueto.
Yeah, I'm saving Dodgers Giants for our prop section. I've got some juicy ones for that game. I like tonight also. This is how you know we're in the weeds with this. Tigers and Orioles in Motown. All right. did you see the games last night? The Tigers beat the Twins 17-14.
Yeah, I saw.
And the Orioles walked off the Marlins 8-7. Both teams traveled to Detroit. Not a huge, you know, it's not a trip to Tokyo or anything like that. I like the under, and I like Baltimore money line +130. The under is the over under is 10. These guys are exhausted and they're traveling. 31 runs, 15 runs. I love the under 10 in this game, even though it's a bunch of pitchers no one's ever heard of. And I like Baltimore +130 in this game tonight.
It felt like that Tigers Twins series was like a 12 gamer. Every day I turn on the baseball scores, I'm catching up on stuff. Like, I have no interest in this game. Why are these two teams still facing off? Like, it's enough. Didn't they just face each other to start the second half too? Like,
that's funny. I had a buddy of mine that used to be a professional umpire in the big leagues. And I would always look at him. I was like, when you see on your schedule, Tigers, Orioles, and he'd be like, listen, 15th and the 30th, man. The check comes whether I'm doing Yankees, Red Sox, or Orioles, Tigers. You just hope it's a good town. You can get some good food out of it. But
yeah, you get paid every 2 weeks. But if I'm a Major League Baseball umpire, I'm getting excited when I see someone who works quickly, like, say, Mark Burley back in the day. When I used to produce White Sox radio games, and, it was a celebration. Getaway day, Mark Burley on the bump. We're in and out in 2 hours.
Perfect. Yeah, I think this Orioles Tigers game, you may be looking at a 4 hour game in this one because it's the opener of the series. It's not the getaway day, but I think these guys are exhausted. I think they're tired. They traveled. Under 10 is my bet on that game. And come on, there's got to be a reason. Well, you got to bet on something. You can't have a game and not bet on it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I really want to bet on the Cubs. I just think it's worth mentioning that Alec Mills against the Reds been phenomenal. It's Mills against Castillo today. And Cincinnati against Mills hitting only 133, a 252 on base. The Reds are the road favorite today. Fascinating to see if they bolster that bullpen. People thinking that, okay, maybe they can make a run. Okay, good luck. I don't know how you're going to squeak your way into the playoffs. Good luck, man, because you got to love what the Brewers did yesterday from the division perspective. And in the wild card race, it's all NL West.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny. As a Dodger fan, I am super intrigued at a one game scenario between Dodgers Padres. I'm super intrigued by that. Right? That is an awesome. Although I feel like, man, it would be great to get a 7-game series out of that. But as a Dodger fan, the best part is not only could you get a one game scenario with the Padres, but then you can get a 7-game series with the Giants. Oh, that's not a bad thing either. So.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great wild card theater, but I also feel like as baseball fans, we're going to get cheated because that could be a phenomenal series.
Yeah.
A seven, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes. So do not go anywhere. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights of sports books. Don't want you to see Bet Smarter Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Very excited to check in with Ryan McDonough, J-Rod, because last year he was all over it. Still has a lot of connections throughout the league. He's talking to some of these front office members, figure out what they're going to be doing for tonight's draft, which we can bet on. So maybe we can make the people.
I have a juicy, juicy little prop bet, and I'd love to get Ryan's thoughts on it coming up.
Okay, good. I can't wait for that. And we'll see if he has top three, top four nailed, because he certainly hit that last year. Made a lot of BetQL Daily listeners some money. Joe O and J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio. Keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.